187 minutes, during which the president betrayed his oath by refusing to call off the march.
It was him pouring gasoline on the fire and making it much worse.
That allegation from Sarah Matthews, Donald Trump's former deputy press secretary, one of two ex-staffers who testified during the eighth in a series of hearings, the second that's taken place in prime time. She called January 6th one of the darkest days in the nation's history. Through new testimony and evidence, the committee demonstrated that for more than 3 hours that afternoon, the president refused to heed repeated requests from aides, advisers, and some of his own family to publicly condemn the assault or place a single call to any of his law enforcement. Then, perhaps the most chilling revelation, by a Secret Service witness who described hearing Vice President Mike Pence's security detail screaming over the radio and saying goodbye to their families in fear for their lives. The committee was told Mr. Trump eventually relented to the pleas by tweeting to his supporters to go home, but he also repeated his false claims of election fraud, which millions of Americans still believe. More hearings are scheduled for September. Until then, committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney's message is this.
We must remember that we cannot abandon the truth and remain a free nation. Can a president who is willing to make the choices Donald Trump made ever be trusted with any position of authority in our great nation again?
Benji Hire, Washington.